This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, I'm speaking with Sydney plastic surgeon Dr. Jeremy Hunt. Dr. Jeremy Hunt is a very passionate plastic surgeon living and working in the Sydney and Wollongong areas in Australia. Dr. Hunt, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Pleasure to talk to you.
And certainly our pleasure to speak with you as well. So for starters, Dr. Hunt, why did you choose to become a plastic surgeon in Sydney in the first place?
Well, Sydney's my hometown. It's a beautiful city, so that, I grew up here. We've got a great lifestyle. So many people who come to Sydney often end up staying in Sydney. And, you know, like myself, I left Sydney for a while, travelled, but came back. So Sydney's always going to be home. It's a hard town to ever leave. And then plastic surgery, when you do a medical degree, you're offered all of these different options. You can take a path in being a physician or being a surgeon. And I guess if you've got an interest in things that involve using your hands, you'll head down a surgical path, and then you'll get exposure to all of the subspecialties. And it was plastic surgery that appealed to me for so many reasons. It's technically quite challenging. You can certainly change lives for the better, and you really get to work with children. You work with adults. You can work with the elderly. So it offers many, many options to sort of improve the quality of other people's lives. So for me, it was a fairly straightforward choice, and it's something I really enjoy.
And that certainly is very important in anything that you do. And thanks for painting a great picture on why you're in Sydney as well. I'm sure it's a great place to visit and to live. What makes a patient a good candidate for body contouring? And what are the various techniques that you use for body contouring? For example, liposuction.
So a good patient or a good candidate is always going to be a patient who's well informed, so that you want your patients to, you know, have an understanding of the various options. They need to be educated as to the pros and cons. And then if they've got an identifiable problem that can be fixed technically, then they're a great candidate. So then it goes from being a great candidate to making sure they get the right tool or the right procedure to get the job done properly. So when it comes to body contouring, we're going to have a series of different procedures that are available to us to try and address each individual patient's individual concerns. And they may range from liposuction, which is going to be minimally invasive and really addresses excess or disproportionate fat deposition, through to contouring procedures that will address excess or loose skin. And they'll include things like tummy tucks and arm lifts and thigh lifts. And then there'll be times where we'll want to address contour of the breast, and we may need to do increasing of volume with breast implants and potentially lifting. And we're really trying to get the best proportioned results for patients, and that's really what body contouring is all about. It's about trying to address disproportion and get a proportion that can improve the quality of someone's life, so they can go out and enjoy all the things that maybe you and I take for granted.
Yeah, most certainly, and great to point that out as well. Now, if you would describe the surgical process you use to perform liposuction, and is this the same for every patient?
So, Eric, every patient is definitely going to be individual in my practice, so that the process is really going to start with sitting down with each person and getting to know them as a patient, and getting to know what their objectives are and what they hope to achieve from each individual procedure. And then once we have established, say, that liposuction is the appropriate tool, it's going to involve then tailoring that procedure to get the patient the best outcome possible. So liposuction's probably an easy one to talk about. It's going to involve some form of anesthetic. That can be a local anesthetic or a general anesthetic. And I choose to use a general anesthetic just for maximizing patient comfort and maximizing patient safety. And then with small incisions in the skin that can then be hidden underneath underwear lines, we can use what we call a cannula, which is going to be a stainless steel tube to then insert in underneath the skin into the fat, and with a backward and forward motion and that tube then connected to suction, we can almost shave down the volume of the fat so that we can, well, we can change the contour of certain parts of the body. And then it's all going to be a case of, as I say, individualizing the treatment plan to suit each individual patient's goals and expectations.
And Dr. Hunt, I would be curious, are there any risks for the patient involved aside from the anesthesia?
So the thing with surgery is there's always going to be certain potential downsides and risks. And then part of my job and part of experienced surgeons' sort of skill set is to make sure that all of those risks are going to be minimized, so that we do need to take care with each individual patient. So for that reason, I'm going to make sure that all of the patients in my hands are operated on in a hospital. I like to use an anaesthetist to be present. And as I say, I like to have them under a general anaesthetic so that those risks are absolutely minimized, and that way we can sort of maximize the potential benefit and maximize the best outcome for each of the patients. And that way, you know, I think we can deliver the best results we can.
Today we are visiting with Sydney plastic surgeon Dr. Jeremy Hunt here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now continuing on, Dr. Hunt, what are body contouring or liposuction costs? Run that down for us, if you would.
So the costs are all going to differ, Eric. They're going to differ for different procedures, and it really is going to come down to often a question of how long the procedure is going to take. So the duration of the procedure or the extent of the procedure will probably have a higher cost associated with it. Certainly the skill set of the person or the expertise of the person performing that procedure will probably carry a higher cost. And then there will be other costs associated with the procedure, and that may well include hospital costs. If it's being performed in a hospital or if it's being performed in a clinic, there'd be different costs associated with those. And then if there's an anaesthetist involved, then there'll probably be a further cost for the anaesthetic service provided. So that my advice to patients in terms of cost is that it's very hard to actually sort of pinpoint cost and what you get in terms of a procedure until you actually meet the surgeon and actually explain what it is you aim to achieve. They can then assess what the problem is, and then they can formulate a plan that they should be able to give you an accurate cost estimate for, so that every patient should be walking into a surgical procedure with a total understanding of all the costs involved, and then having, you know, a clear understanding of what sort of result they should be able to expect. And that way they should be walking out at the end with what they'll call a very satisfactory outcome. And that's really what we aim to deliver. So it's all about individualizing the care and making sure the patients are well informed, and then patients can make intelligent decisions.
Great information there. And lastly, do you perform body contouring or liposuction in the hospital or in the clinic?
So I tend to perform procedures in a hospital setting. I find that the patients are going to be far more comfortable often in a hospital setting than in a clinic. And then in terms of an anaesthetic, I like to use a general anaesthetic, which really in Australia means we need to be in a hospital to be able to provide that service. And I think when patients are looked after by an anaesthetist, then I as a surgeon can then focus on the surgical task at hand, and I know that that patient is absolutely in the best hands possible in terms of safety, which means if I know that they're being looked after, I can then focus on delivering the best surgical result. So for me, I do prefer to perform body contouring and liposuction in a hospital setting so that I can get the best results I possibly can.
Well, it certainly does make sense. And Dr. Hunt, thanks so much for taking a moment out of your busy schedule to be with us here today from Sydney. And thanks for what you also do and provide in the space. Where can listeners get further information on your practice there in Sydney? And also, how could they reach out as well?
Thanks, Eric. It's been an absolute pleasure. The easiest way to contact us is probably via the website, uh, drjeremyhunt.com. There's contact details there via email, and there'll be our Sydney phone number there if anyone wants to get in touch by telephone. It's going to be area code 02 9 327 1733, and we're happy to answer any questions any people have specifically.
Very good. Again, Dr. Hunt, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Eric, been a pleasure. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Sydney plastic surgeon Dr. Jeremy Hunt, and to learn more and to get further details and for contact, visit drjeremyhunt.com.au. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.